sometimes before, moments before going to sleep, and this is not a paralysis for me, but moments before going to sleep, there is almost a jolt-like feeling, and I wake up very abruptly. I haven't gone to sleep yet, but I feel as if something slammed into my body. Is that your astral body just starting to float out of the physical body, but then for some reason you're still awake, you're still conscious, and bang, it slams back in?
Well, George, if you haven't read about this, then your perception of that event is extremely accurate. That's exactly what it is. If you, you know, every night, 99% of us have out-of-body experiences, whether it's conscious, meaning that you can remember it or not, is very low. It's about 30, 35 to 25%. So every night when you lay down, about anywhere between 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, your astral body is going to, the more relaxed your physical body becomes, the astral body is going to disconnect. And it's going to begin to float upward because it does that automatically without you even wanting it to or willing it to. If you become conscious and start waking up during that process, then it's going to be sucked back into you and you're going to feel that jolt or feel as if you've dropped from the ceiling and slammed into your bed. And if you wake up and sit up when that happens, a lot of times what you're going to feel is you're going to feel vibration too.
Right.
And that vibration is the difference between the astral body's higher vibration and the physical body's lower vibration. So that's why you notice it. And if the longer you stay awake while that vibration is going on, it slowly decreases because you're slowly reintegrating back into the physical.
You might be out of sync, huh?
Exactly, exactly.
When,
but on the opposite end of the spectrum, when you want to increase the vibration to have an out-of-body experience, that's something you should focus in on, is having the vibration increase, because that helps you to transition from the physical consciousness to the super consciousness or the out-of-body consciousness.
Can people be taught to wake up after the astral body has floated out of the physical body?
Yes, yes, and that is one way. It is not necessarily the easiest way. There are other ways of remaining conscious even when the body falls asleep. I think that's the preferable way, because that way you remember everything from lying down on your pillow, and you don't have this interrupted consciousness period where you drift off into a dream world and fall asleep and then reawaken into the experience. But yes, you can do that. Generally, it takes something like pre-programming, where I tell people read a chapter or maybe something about out-of-body experiences every night right before you drift off to sleep. Say, I want to have an out-of-body experience. So if you can program yourself to do that, you can wake up in the experience. But I have something that I found that works almost about 80 to 90% of the time. And I can't wait for your listeners out there to try this, because it's almost guaranteed that quite a few of them, since you have so many listeners, are going to have an out-of-body experience if they do this.
Let's do that next hour, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
The astral plane, are there various levels? And by that I mean, so you might be out of your body in your house. It might be just you, and you're floating around over your body. Is there another level where you see other entities, and then another level where you see maybe higher powered entities, maybe angels? Are they on different levels, or are they all scattered all over the place?
Okay, well, that's a good question. The astral plane, think of it as, I like to say, you know, part of the astral plane is here in the physical, and part of it is not here. And it's kind of like if I had a beaker, maybe about 12 inches tall, and I filled it halfway with dirt. That part of it, of the dirt, is the physical plane.
Okay.
Now, the astral plane is water. Now, I'm going to start pouring water into that beaker. And as I pour it into that beaker and it touches the dirt, you will be able to see that the part that touches the dirt becomes mud. But further down into the beaker, it remains dry. So part of the astral plane permeates the physical, and then as you go above the mud, you'll see that it turns clear to water again, and some of the astral plane is not here at all. So that and it has many vibratory levels in just the astral plane. So the lower vibratory souls or beings are going to occupy that thick, dense part of the dirt.
And what would be an example of a lower soul or being? An evil person?
I hate to point fingers and say, well, that's what you are. But it's a somebody who maybe does not embrace anything beyond the materialistic world, doesn't think of themselves as anything but a human being that is here to live and die and gamble and whatever you want
to
do.
So it's not a soul, it's a human, you're saying.
It's a consciousness is what it is.
All right.
And the consciousness and the soul are pretty much tightly connected. I'm not talking necessarily about you physically, but I'm talking about your consciousness because that's you at work also, and it's you talking.
All right, so somebody who's a materialistic,
right,
ego.
Right, where you're not thinking beyond just the physical part of what you are.
Okay.
So your vibratory, your vibration of your joint consciousness and soul body is going to be a slower rate. But the person and this can happen like to me. I didn't believe in this, and it can happen in like a jolt. And like Daniel Brinkley, you can be electrocuted, and all of a sudden things change.
Yeah, you got zapped into a different world altogether.
Oh, and that, you know, I like to say that happens to us stubborn souls. You know, we have to have entities come to us in the middle of the night and talk to us and grab us and take us place or get electrocuted because we're a little bit more stubborn than other people. There are some people who can meditate and they automatically get it without any trauma or anything like that. You know, there's a lot of people out there like that. So those people who automatically are thinking, you know, there's got to be more to life than that, or they automatically adopt certain types of behavior that you would think would be taught by a religious belief,
sure,
belief in God, or that, you know, you reap what you sow, or that kind of thing. Those are the people that are vibrating at a higher rate. Then you have people who are like, you know, like yogis and avatars and Paramahansa Yogananda and gurus and things like that are vibrating at an even higher rate because they're very, very much aware that they are more than the physical body. So those people are going to be able to achieve higher levels of consciousness in the non-physical and even transition beyond the astral plane to what the next level would be, and to just, you know, because it has a label, maybe to the causal plane or to the etheric plane, if you want to call it a name or label it by some.
Do you have to go through the stages, or can you go from A to D right away?
Whatever you focus your thoughts on, you can make happen. So you can go from the lowest or wherever you're originally starting to a higher level of consciousness. You can leave the physical body and leave the astral body behind. And that is very disorienting because you'll find yourself as a pinpoint of consciousness in the light body. You will no longer have that one point perspective where you're looking out at the world. You will have a 360 degree perspective. And you're capable of transitioning to many non-physical locations. And in that state, that's when you're going to have what some people call encounters with the light, or encounters with angelic-like beings, or an encounter with what a lot of people refer to as their higher selves.